Welcome to the Poetry Moment. My name is Katie Shedlock, and this week we are reading poems about sacred places. This is What Has Lasted by Laura Reed. Paris is the city where I've been the loneliest, where once I didn't speak to anyone for a week, so when I finally heard my voice again, I sounded like someone else. I stood beneath the rose windows and through the shadows swirling with the dust of centuries and the shadows panic made in my mind. Their beauty fell over me like a silence, the good silence a lake makes when the blue fills up your eyes. When I heard about the fire, it was like one of those movies when someone finally realizes they love someone, but the someone is getting on a plane at that very moment, so they have to rush to the airport to try to stop them. I guess I thought it would always be there, the way it is my job now that my kids are grown to keep going to work and making dinner, so when they call, they will feel good, knowing I am tending to the dream of home. But now that it is burning, I want to run down Raspail up to Montparnasse, past the Sorbonne and the Latin Quarter, past Shakespeare and Company, where it was always raining, and through the rain James Joyce was whispering what it was like to be an artist as a young man, repeating the only line I remembered, which was about kissing. Why do people do that with their two faces? I went to Paris on the money the government gave my mother when my father died. I didn't want to go, but she stood next to me by the bookshelves in the basement and said, "You're going," because she had fought so hard to make me someone who would want to. When she came to visit me, I took her to Notre Dame, and she wept and said, "I never thought I'd get here." And we lit the votive candles for our dead and walked along the stone walls in a new kind of silence. She was pleased with me then. I wore the city like a scarf. Today, I watched the spire fall. When I lived in Paris, I was in love with someone whom I thought of constantly. Everything I saw, I wanted to show him. And now he is utterly gone. What has lasted is the girl running backwards across the stones all the way to 1991 to wander that church again, this time knowing there is no one to write to who will make it easier to be alone. That was What Has Lasted by Laura Reed. Thank you for listening. This week on the Poetry Moment, we are listening to poems about sacred places. My name is Katie Shedlock.